So how long were you in the Beachy Mennonites?
I'm 46 now. I left that I was 21.
Okay. So here's the thing, Dell.
Dell.
Here's the thing, Dell. What I find is, you know, the truth. I'm standing on the road here talking to you. The truth is the middle of the road. Jesus said it's the narrow road.
I agree with that.
What's in here? What's over here? A ditch. Right? So this would be Anabaptist Mennonite ways. Ready? Watch this. I'm going to illustrate. What's over here? Another ditch. What I'm going to lovingly say to you is you ran from that ditch. You probably came right over the road of truth into another.
Well, I'm still in the middle of the road.
Not with a hope evangelical church or not.
Personally, you know what? If I could find like a small house church that you're talking, I'd be there tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have a question. You just met two saints that believe what you believe. Why wouldn't we fellowship and unite long distance? Paul wrote letters. Why wouldn't we do that long distance? And I know brothers I could introduce you to, and we can study long distance and encourage. Here's the thing. Romans 16:17 says you got to mark those who teach that cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. You're not avoiding them because that's what they teach. I would encourage you to come out and have fellowship and see if there's unity here. Call me. We'll Bible study. I'll hook you up with some brothers.
Okay.
We love you.
All right, we'll see you.
God be praised. Thanks for stopping. That was awesome. We're standing out here at the end of our day at Pinecraft, and a man comes driving by in a white car, and I thought, oh, he might mock, because we had mostly mockers driving by. Leave the Anabaptists alone. What does this guy say? Oh, sorry, Sister Debbie. Sister Debbie was holding my big sign. What does this guy say? What did he say, Sister Debbie?
He said, I agree with you. I used to be an Anabaptist.
He used to be a Beachy Anabaptist when he was 21. Now he's 46. And now he goes to a worldly evangelical church. He says, yeah, I know it's not right. He said, I'd love to find a little house body. I said, hey, you know us. I know brothers. Contact us. We'd love to encourage you long distance. We can study the Bible. He's like, yeah, that's true. So we'll see if we hear from him. But there you go. That might be the one sheep we came for today. He saw people standing against the Anabaptists. He said, you're exactly right. He said, most of them are dead and won't listen. Before I turned the audio on, he was telling me that they're dead. They won't listen. They're stubborn. They're wicked. They're unregenerated. So we might have come. There was a couple hundred Anabaptists here. We might have come for that man right there. We might have come just for that man right there to be encouraged that people are standing up for the truth, and maybe he'll reach out and he'll strive for the truth with us or on his own, whatever. That's a glorious thing. Wasn't that awesome, Sister Debbie?
It was awesome. What a
nice ending. God be praised. We love it when the Lord uses us. We're just tools. It's all for his glory.